right?
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery.
High Mystery!
Welcome.
This is the podcast where we get super duper baked and Yay. We talk about mysteries and a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Both those sound entertaining.
All those things. I'm Holly.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Robert.
And today we're going to be smoking some weed, too, right?
Nice.
I mean, I brought some weed.
Yeah. We brought weed? All bring weed?
Oh, wow. We might have too much weed.
Oh, no. Do we have too much weed?
I don't think that's a thing.
I'll just throw some of this in the garbage.
Okay, that's good. That's a good idea. We don't want to get too
high. Way to make me a garbage diver.
On that note, I will be sparking this King Palm, which has a mix of... Whatchamacallit? Damn, I totally forgot all my weeds.
It's got weed there.
No, wait. Hold on. It's got LA Confidential.
Okay.
Trainwreck.
That's another one.
Gushers.
Another one.
And Blue Dream.
Oh.
Those are all of these strains
of marijuana. Yep.
I thought I forgot, and I remembered.
Today it's just a mix. Before it was a melange.
I missed when it was a melange.
Yeah.
Later on, we'll be smoking this Chief and Keef. Which is packed with purple punch and dipped in oil and rolled in keef.
Nice.
Mm.
Yeah, Chief and Keef.
We've decided it's a hybrid.
I'm glad I came today, guys.
I mean, honestly, we should start the Chief and Keef first, right? I mean,
it's up to you guys.
It definitely packs the bigger punch.
All Chief right. that Keef.
You guys, you wanted to get really high. Great. Let's light that point.
We're going to get Holly Superstone and then figure out how well she can do her mystery. A degree of stone that no man has reached before. Because a man cannot reach this high. Only a woman.
That's right. There's a certain level of multitasking that men just can't do.
Yes. Yes, indeed. A female man. It's like that final scene in the... Or not final scene, but it's one of the... big scenes in Return of the King when she says, "I am no man," and then she kills the Shadow King. You guys know? You guys know anybody?
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
That was a scene.
The woman who has the horse princess.
Yes, Eowyn.
Yeah. She's got the name that sounds exactly like the elf princess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arwen. Arwen, Eowyn, Eomer.
That's a win-win.
You guys want to hear about a mystery?
I guess.
Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah. I mean, our audience probably does.
Probably.
It's like they expect stuff from us now.
We're not your dancing monkeys. We don't just do what you want. Audience listener request, we're doing a ghost mystery.
This is true. When I have brought up our podcast to people and have mentioned the things we have done, a big interest is in... hauntings. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of tiptoed around some, you know, we've definitely mentioned that possibly they could be ghosts, but I'm excited to hear one where like everyone's like, "Yo, this be ghosts."
Yeah, we've got some that are ghost adjacent.
I'm gonna move this over here because I have some visuals that I'll be showing you. I'm gonna reveal them in an enticing way for you though. So don't.
Are you going to circle them with your cursor?
I mean,
that's kind of my style, but you can do what you want. You can do what you want. I recommend it. It's helpful.
But as we go along, I definitely encourage the listener to look this shit up because it is damning evidence. So today, I bring you the mystery of the Glassell Park. Damn it. I just looked up a pronunciation of Glassell Park.
You're like, don't say Glassell.
Don't say Glassell. The Glassell Park Ghostwriter.
Oh,
it's a ghost writer.
It's a ghost writer.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
You went to Nicolas Cage, but I went to the early, like, 90s show.
Oh, the ghost writer
who, like, would write on computer stuff when, you
know,
stuff first
little,
started
like,
happening.
Blue dot or something like that floated around the screen and, like, wrote stuff on...
Yeah.
It was a TV show, right?
Yeah.
Not to be also confused with a ghost writer, which is what ghosts deliver before to the venue before they do a concert
right.
to ensure that they're... electronics will be set apart.
I have to have 5 chains for me to rustle around.
Isn't there a band called The Ghosts?
Maybe.
Rob would know. So if he hasn't heard of it, then it doesn't
exist. They
don't exist.
And if you do exist, I'm sorry, you don't actually exist.
You're not on my Spotify, Ghost.
Did you guys get the writer from that Ghost? Oh, yeah, definitely. It just appeared in my bedroom in the middle of the night.
Also not to be confused with someone who rides upon ghosts.
A ghost rider, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Never piggyback a ghost. Do it.
Could just be a guy who ghost rides his whip a lot.
Right?
I am the ghost rider. Yeah. I don't even know where my car's driving right now.
I feel like that gets a lot easier when you have a Tesla.
Right?
Because it automatically corrects its course.
Exactly. Slow down, Tesla, and it just listens.
Yeah. Well, this ghost writer.
Yes.
So there's this house. It's in Glassell Park, which is in Los Angeles, the neighborhood. It's by Mount Washington.
Yep.
For those that are familiar. This couple moves in 1985 to a house. And they are living there for a while, and they're sort of experiencing, like, they hear strange noises in the house. They feel energy. One of them is definitely a skeptic. There's John. There are two Johns. John Metkowski and John Huckert.
John Metkowski. Well, 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 John Metkowski.
He's a John Schneider.
John Metkowski is not a believer. John Huckert is definitely a believer. So John is the one saying that he sees, like, shadow people out of this corner of his eyes.
Mm.
Shadow people. There was a cryptid that you could only see through the corner of your eyes.
That's true.
The Idrak.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Idrak of Glassell Park?
That's Glassell Park. he sees the shadow people, if you're not familiar, are like dark beings that can only ever really be seen, like, you like look and they're not there, like, but you sense a person's there. Mm-hmm. It's a popular notion in the ghost world, ghost believers world.
Yeah, I'm the most popular apparition. Yeah, that's right.
Those orbs have nothing on me.
Sure, plenty of people see bumps in the night, but I'm a shadow figure. I'm cool, baby.
The house that they have moved into, is this like an old house? Like, there's
built around 1906.
Okay.
Old house, yeah.
Because then you could attribute like the noises or whatever just to like an old house. They kind of breathe a little bit. They expand,
constantly
contract.
Settling for
right.
some reason. I mean, houses are just never okay with everything. Never satisfied. Just always settling.
And these shadow figures, do they smoke cigarettes and wear sunglasses? Or I'm just imagining.
Like shadowy figures.
Yeah, they're really cool, shady cats.
Long trench coats.
Exactly, yeah.
Always leaning up against the light post. You
exactly,
know where it came
yeah.
from?
Yeah, flipping a nickel, I see.
Strange noises are just them snapping.
Hey, Captain. I'm gonna haunt you.
There's a door that keeps opening, and I saw pictures of this door also, like, in photo and video, and it's a door. It's not like a door that's sort of like yours is here, where it's elevated from the hinge and could, like, swing easily. It's a door. It's one of those that's butting up against the floor, so it's scraping. Like, there's
drag.
Clear scrape patterns.
Every time you open it, it just goes...
Yeah.
That kind of awful door, yeah.
Our kitchen door is like that. If you've been, like, coming up the back stairs to my house, it's exactly like that, and you can see the scrape marks. And so you see the scrape marks on this door. This door is constantly opening by itself. So Huckert is at home, and the door does that. And it, like, it's closed and then just scrapes open. And he's annoyed with it. It's been, like, years that they're living. It's 92 now. It's, like, 7 years they're living with these weird things. And someone had just given up.
I imagine they've tried things, you know, like making sure the window's closed in the room and
for
things
sure.
like that. Like, after 2 years of the door doing this thing.
Yeah, checking all the things out. Like, they know, like, this is just a weird thing that happens in our house.
It would be easy to try to fix, too. Like, maybe put some new hinges on or
just
reset
it. Deadbolt it.
There you go, yeah.
Did they not install a deadbolt?
I don't know.
Did they not install a deadbolt?
Do the ghosts keep unlocking the deadbolt and pushing it? Because if they just keep leaving this thing unlocked, it's on them.
They're asking for it.
It's a 1906 house. I could see where you might not install deadbolts freshly on the 100-year-old doors. You know, a lot of people want to keep the original facade of the building and stuff like that.
And to your point, like, back in the day, those were, like, solid wood doors as opposed to, like, the crappy, like, plywood empty framed doors that we have now.
Pressboard.
Yeah.
So Huckard's at home. The door opens by itself. He's like, God damn it. And he closes the door one more time. And then it does it almost immediately again. And someone's just given them a Polaroid camera. So he snaps a picture. And he's like, he feels dumb about doing it. And like nothing comes up. But then like he closes the door again. And then he feels like they describe it as like a tingling energy. Like a sunburn. Like there's like, you can feel, if you're a person who's sensitive. You can feel the energy in the room when the ghost's there. And is there. So closes the door, feels the energy, decides to, it starts to open. He's like, here we go, and snaps again, and he gets, you ready for this? This.
The picture
this
that
is
will
hilarious.
Show up on our Instagram.
It looks like
this
an old-timey ghost comic, you know? It's ridiculous. You look it up. It's the first one that he gets. You can look this up by Ghostwriter. Glasswell Park.
This
you
instantly makes me unafraid of ghosts.
Yeah.
It looks like the Scream mask a little bit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's very silly, and they, like, you know, they kind of laugh at it. But it's a weird thing, and he can't describe it. So he keeps snapping Polaroid pictures, and they start to get a lot of, like, strange, wispy photos. Like, just, like, it looks like ectoplasm floating in the air when there's nothing there. Like, smoke, but weird.
Oh, I just stepped in a bunch of ectoplasm. You guys, who left this ectoplasm all over here?
My aunt's house was haunted, and she actually had
some ectoplasm.
Well, she took a picture of her dogs, and it was like the same thing where there wasn't like a cutout face, but there was like that wispy, smoke or whatever. But like, obviously, there was no smoke when the picture was taken.
Just a little bit of fog and mist.
Yeah, and then they actually had an exorcism come out and like exorcise the house. Had to do like some crunches and stuff. And
had to do some crunches. Let's do some crunches. Get that ghost out of here. If we're fit enough, that ghost is gonna be scared of us.
I mean, do you go on Yelp for an exorcist, or how do you find one of those?
Angie's List.
And she's like,
I'll ask my aunt and figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, because I could put up a listing that I'm an exorcist and go out there and, you know, start moaning and chanting. And
oh, please do.
I mean, you know, just pay me, and then I'm, you know, I could bounce really fast, unless there's a Yelp page with like a bunch of reviews like, this guy's not any good. I still had ghosts after he left. He took a shit in my toilet. Couldn't flush it.
They came back more than ever. I mean, they brought their friends.
To that point, it was a successful exorcism at my aunt's house. She did not have any other issues.
Totally works.
Yeah. And they were having that, like, you know, I personally attributed it to, like, the sleep paralysis or whatever, where you, like, have that feeling of, like, can't move in like a hovering shadow figure above you or whatever. I've never experienced it in that house, but they have. So,
yeah.
But apparently that went away afterwards. So,
there you
kudos to that exorcist.
I mean, maybe ghosts are gullible. Yeah. Oh no, an exorcist
right?
is here. Let's get the hell out of here.
They need to check his credentials.
So these are the wisps that I'm talking about, and like they're in a lot of the photos. So you know what I'm talking about if you're looking at the photos. Just like crazy shit in there. So they keep taking the Polaroids to, you know, thinking it's something wrong with the film. They go out and buy a new film. They keep getting the same results. They have a party, and a bunch of their friends are over. And one of their friends is a naysayer. And he picks up the Polaroid. The door starts to open. The bathroom door starts to open. He picks up the Polaroid, points it at the door, and says, "Are you here?" And the photo develops, and at first they think they just have spectral wispy nonsense. But upon further inspection, they see yes in the wisps. So here is the first photo, and then it's apparently they sat on the photo for like 45 minutes. Sorry, it's kind of...
This one right here?
Yeah, that one. I mean, I'm going to point it out to you.
So
it's going to be obvious.
The Polaroid camera is the same the entire time.
People bring different Polaroids.
Oh, okay, so...
People bring different cameras.
Guys, the trick with Polaroids is to not touch the film when you're pulling it out of the camera.
Yeah. Don't shake it either. Shaking it does not make it dry faster.
It's true. You can actually damage the
picture.
You
don't want to expose it to light either, because that can affect the developing... You know, you're supposed to, like, put it in a pocket or something right away.
So they look at it for, like, 45... Or, like, they look at it, they don't see anything, and then they come back to it, like, 45 minutes later, and it says yes there. You can see it in the original one. It says yes.
I mean...
Are you there? Yes.
Oh, God.
I feel like I could have done that to any smoke cloud and would have said yes after I, like, highlighted the yes part of it.
So the first one's crappy, but next I show you this. Matowski, one of the Johns, asks, what is your name? And receives the answer... Right.
He's right.
That is the word right spelled out.
W-R-I-G-H-T. Yeah. Not like I'm the right one. Like right all the time.
He doesn't answer right or wrong, left or right.
That's writing. That's communication.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I see you over there. They ask, are you a good ghost or a bad ghost? This one's a little hard to see, but once it's pointed out, friend.
Okay.
Good ghost, bad ghost, friend.
All I know is when I'm a ghost, I'm screwed because I have horrible spelling. You're going to be like, I don't know what this ghost is trying to say. None of these are words.
Do you think that's obstinate? I don't know what he's trying to communicate at all.
Use smaller words.
Spell. He's still misspelling the small words. I don't know what this ghost is trying to say. Just move on. Right? Just go on to the next line.
Yes or no questions from this point forward.
All right. So I'm going to, before I continue to convince you with this undeniable evidence that this ghost is real. Yes. Not gonna, I'm going to save some of the pictures for later.
Okay.
Here are the things that they did. Because, like, the show Sightings is new and
popular.
Awesome and popular in 1992-3-ish.
Yeah,
and they
awesome.
Send one of the pictures in. I don't think I really remember watching it.
I think it was on Fox.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
sounds like
right.
A Fox show.
It was great. I liked it. I watched it often.
They send one of these photos to Sightings and tell them what's transpired.
Mm-hmm.
And Sightings comes and they bring all their own equipment and
their EG testers and microphones.
They didn't actually say if the EG testers. Are you talking about the sound thing?
No, you check like the electromagnetic waves or like if there's like an electric field or something.
This is the thing that goes like, and then like it writes some shit out if it gets tripped or whatever. It's like almost looks like a hospital, like checking your heart rate meter.
Yeah.
And then when something happens, it like buzzes. I'm pretty sure they're like 100% BS.
I would have to disagree because
really?
People use those things for other things besides ghost things, like to see what kind of electro radiation, like you say your phone is giving off or your TV or electrical outlets, and then like you can actually do things to like stop that from emitting onto you. Like electromagnetic fields are real. They affect your body. We are electromagnetic beings.
I present to you again ley lines.
Yeah. I mean your heart in
ley
itself
lines.
Creates a magnetic field.
Yeah.
We're all magnets. How beautiful.
We're all just energy.
That's
right. Honestly, I don't remember reading specifically. I have to imagine they would have used one of those. I didn't see the Sightings episode.
I don't know if that was a thing back then. That might have been technology that came out later.
Could be.
They could have just been doing the sound thing and, you know, feels. I don't know.
I guess. All right. So Sightings brings their own cameras, film, Polaroids, all the things. And they do it on camera. Actually, they sit there for several hours unsuccessfully where they're like, you know, trying to take pictures and get Wright to talk to them. And he won't talk. And then finally someone asks, are most spirits good spirits or bad spirits? And the message that develops on camera is there are numerous remedial lemurs.
Dang, that's a long message.
It's a long one.
There are numerous... What? Lemurs?
Remedial
lemurs.
Lemurs.
Like lemurs who didn't quite make it to the front of the class.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Lemurs that were held behind.
That's the only... that's the only time I've heard the word remedial is in relation to school stuff.
Right.
So, like, you take remedial classes, basically, like, you didn't do well enough in Algebra 2, so now you need to take some stuff that would have been taught in Algebra 1 as a remedial class.
Yeah. And we all turn into lemurs?
Lemurs is not... He uses the ghost, right, communicates in a lot of Latin, and lemurs in Roman mythology means the night-walking spirits of the dead.
Mm.
So
right, like
it's
an
another... It's a spirit. It's a guard, some sort of... spirit, basically, so in his terminology.
He's basically saying we're spirits who didn't quite graduate.
Need a little extra help. Little summer school.
Need
summer
a little smart times.
I had to look up remedial, too, because I was... Same thing. I only knew it as that. I'm like, how is it being used or intended in this way? And it also means, like, to offer, like, to be helpful or, like, to help people that need help.
That makes sense. Like, if you take a... one of those classes, it's because you need the extra help.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like really, we're really helpful spirits, you know, we're really helpful dead people.
And, you know, maybe we're also not good at grammar. You know?
I mean, it sounds like he's at least like an older spirit if he's like using a lot of Latin. And
unless he was just a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
Or something, you know.
Yeah, it's unclear what it is. It's unclear, like, because he won't show his form. They ask him one time, you know, like, will you show yourself to us? And he responds, not ready, in writing.
Can we assume that it could be a she?
It's a she. This is definitely
he definitely
a he.
Says, I'm a dude.
I mean, he did show himself with that weird ghost mask figure-like thing coming through the door. So
yeah, clearly
sense,
masculine.
Yeah.
That white blob is so masculine. My God. Nothing feminine about that white blob.
Well, actually, there is. I don't think I have. I don't know if I can find
so
it.
Those are ghost
boobs
right there.
Was there a ghost penis? Is that what you were going to say, Holly?
No.
Right on the guy's face.
This ghost is just a frat boy. Dick frat boy.
Top mustaches. Yeah. Boobs everywhere. Black and up teeth. There is no... Yeah, I don't know why I assumed he's a man. Wright is a man's name.
Not necessarily.
No.
It could be,
it
a,
could
last
be a last
name.
Like a surname, yeah.
Edgar Wright.
Susan Wright.
Johnny Wright.
Could be.
Barbara
Francesca Wright.
Alan
yes,
Wright.
Any male or female name.
Thank you. I wondered how long we'd get to go.
I was going to throw in a really androgynous name like Sam.
Pat White.
There is one time that they catch, one of the wisps is a, they catch a wisp that they say looks like a woman who used to own the house named Amelia. And it's like a sexy, it's not a woman, it's not like a human form picture.
But sexy
it's
is
like
used.
It's a sexy, I would call it. I would describe it as a sexy wisp of smoke.
<That's>
To go back to your further point, it's like she's like this. And it's like, yeah, I can see how that could possibly be suggestive of a woman's shape, but it is not like
I mean no
a
hard
person
edges.
That you would imagine, you know, what ghosts should look like.
Right. Yeah.
Which as we all know is like people.
Yeah.
Yes.
They look like us.
Yeah.
Ghosts look like people. That's like the song your emo son writes in his room. He's 14.
I told you not to bother me while I'm in my room.
Writing my music. God.
Getting deep.
So Polaroid, I'm sorry, they have a photographic analyst at Polaroid named Howard Wurzel. Who'd been working at Polaroid for like 20 years. Check out their specific camera. Check out the photos. And he could not fathom how this could be faked. This is also before... This is 1992. There's no Photoshop. There's no... People don't have... Cameras are terrible, you know?
Yeah, I know there's like a... You can do it now. There's like a way of like double imaging Polaroids and stuff like that. You know, if... I don't know how artistic... these people are, but like, you know, you could get creative in your ways of manipulating a Polaroid.
But those things take time. That takes time.
Sure.
They do these on camera where they, on one take, have him like break out, they have him break out a brand new pack of film and they, or like their team rather, their team of not the people who live there, break out their Mm-hmm. New package of Polaroid, new camera. Ask the question, take the picture, see it print out. It develops on camera, and there's a message.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one person who had, like, copied it in a way, but it took him, like, an hour to do it.
I was just thinking, like, maybe you could overexpose it by, like, hitting it with, like, a laser pointer. And then it would be, like, in those spots, it would be overexposed.
That's one of the crazy theories, is that there was someone hiding in their basement. And when they asked a question, he was down there and would project, like, type it out into a computer, which projected it into the room via lasers.
Nice.
That would affect the Polaroids.
Nice.
He nailed it on the head. Just insulted.
That's the one. That's the one. Weird science.
Yeah, so his quote was Howard Warzel, the Polaroid guy, was, "We've never encountered this phenomenon, and we've been selling film for 50 years now to billions of customers."
I'm sure he's also disproven plenty of ghost pictures as well. Like, I'm sure he's been able to say, "Oh, somebody painted on that,"
mm-hmm.
or "Oh, this is they put a floating object in the background." So I imagine him saying, like, no, this, his whole career is built on saying whether or not a photo is legit or not. So I would imagine if it's legit, he says it's legit, it must be legit.
What's his stake in this?
Like, right? Yeah, exactly.
He just says he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He's not like, yo, this is ghost people.
Yeah, he's
freaking out.
They're not mutually exclusive.
He's got something invested in Polaroid. I mean, just saying there's ghosts adds publicity and, you know, his bottom line grows.
They get a psychic, renowned psychic. I know this is adding a lot of credibility to my case.
Yeah.
Whenever someone says the word psychic, I don't know about you, but I'm just like, oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
even though I believe in psychics. At the same time.
There was an episode of Catfish where they pretty much decided that psychics are real.
Catfish.
Yeah. MTV's Catfish.
Just keep getting worse.
Neve and Max are out there doing some great work. They had an episode where a psychic came to them and was like, the spirit wants me to get in contact with this person. And she knew things about this person that no one could possibly know.
Mm-hmm. Proven.
Yes. By the experts at Catfish. MTV scoured the planet for the most thorough detectives of human nature.
There's no way people can guess this good.
Their whole thing is to break it down, to prove you wrong. So the fact that they couldn't do it.
They couldn't prove wrong, but they can't prove right either. So.
That's true. Anyways, this psychic.
I mean, I also just recently, but let's keep on psychics for a while, you guys. let this ride. I recently talked to a psychic for the first time, and I paid through the nose for it, but it's something I always wanted to do. And I got a recommendation from one of my coworkers who's like, yeah, this is my psychic. She overheard me talking about it. She comes over and she's like, I got a psychic for you. And she tells me all the things that he predicted that went true, became true in her life, or like the things he knew about her. And then come to find out another one of my coworkers talks to him on a regular basis, not regular, semi-regular basis. And he like diagnosed what was wrong with her dog.
Oh,
shit. So that her, like, he saved her dog's life basically, like by going inside of the dog's body and like being like, there's a weird cut on this organ, you know, or this tube inside. And the doctors are like, oh yeah, this thing is ruptured. I don't remember exactly what the deal was, but him identifying that saved her dog's life.
That's, I mean, at least, at the very least, yay for the dog.
Sure.
And I would have to then wonder, has it been too recent for you to say whether or not things have been accurate, or?
It's been too recent for me. It's been but months.
Okay.
One of the things.
But months. It's been but months.
Only a few fortnights.
I love the but months. It's my favorite time of year.
And of all the months, the but months.
It's been too recently for me. There are all the things were like far away predictions, but they were very specific, and I both believe it and I don't believe it. But I ultimately believe it. So they bring it, to get back to this story, they bring in renowned psychic Peter James to come and check out their house, and he walks in, and this is also a person who debunks things, where he's like, people are like, this is haunted, and he's like, no. this is nonsense. And other times where he's like, yeah. And he comes in, checks out the house, immediately gives them like three names, Gilbert, Robert, and Amelia. I don't remember who was one of the owners, because this is like from a list of names of owners, of previous owners of the house.
Which he could not have found out.
There's no way he could
have
possibly researched that himself.
No,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
There's no records of who lived there in the past.
You know what? Why even bring it up? Of course it's not possible.
I just wanted to make sure everyone was on board.
But if you believe he could have researched it ahead of time. But then I offer you this. Peter James gets two distinct spirits. One of a Native American whose tribe had used the land that the house is on as a kiva, or ceremonial center, and then one of a man who had been murdered and he thought could be buried underneath the house.
Mm.
They start digging holes and find shreds of Native American property. Pottery.
Also, you know, I think it's just safe to say, like, it's probably not a good idea to be having a house on top of a Native American burial ground. Like, that's pretty common, I feel like, common knowledge. Like, you don't want to build on top of...
Yeah, why do we keep doing that? There's so much land. Why would you see a cemetery and be like, yeah, there, right there. Right.
But I mean, how many plots of land are you going to start building a house, find some pottery, and then just scrap the entire house project from that point forward?
I would definitely scrap my project if I discovered that I was literally building my house on a Native American burial ground.
You buy a couple acres of land just
to
find out that you can't build on it.
Yeah, start a new house, man. I don't want to be haunted for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'd sell it to some archaeological center or make it
a donation to the Native American tribe who used to own it. That's
sure.
What you should do.
I'm gonna build on that, though. That's me.
Well, you're just gonna build exactly
right on top.
Enjoy
of it.
Literally
it.
Being
definitely it's mine now.
Enjoy being spun around on the ceiling by a fucking poltergeist.
And you know what? When it happens, then I'll start believing in a lot of these ghost stories.
Well,
so this will be good for me.
I don't want to profit off their lands
right?
like that.
No.
It's I'll find
evil.
A different place.
Bad juju there, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't want it on any burial site. If I turn it over and it's a bunch of white people from 100 years ago, I'm going to go, I bet there's a place where I could find a house without bodies underneath it. I bet there's a place.
Right here, right now, move these bodies. Move them to a proper burial place.
You're gonna move people's final resting places?
Yeah, desecrate.
Who do you think you are?
The person that owns this land.
You can't own the earth. I think we all know that.
No, only America can own that.
That's why we just need to have like Jetsons cities, where we're not
build up.
We're not stomping on, the bodies of our ancestors.
Yeah, build up.
Yeah. But then you're floating right above a burial site, At what height, at what level does it...
How much airspace does the cemetery own?
If I just floated right above it, would it be anything?
Let's talk to the psychic. I'm sure he would.
They also... My favorite way of testing out if this was faked, how they could possibly have faked it, sightings brings on... Famous close-up magician, Michael Weber.
Michael Weber.
And on camera, he's able to make it appear as if he's produced a photo with the words, "We are here," printed across the front. But he admits that just because he could do that, it doesn't necessarily discount the supernatural element of Wright, the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, he examines the sightings footage of them capturing it on camera. And says he doesn't see any of the tells that would point to the Johns being secret, talented magicians.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't think that he doesn't see how they could possibly be doing it, Like, he knows where not to look as a magician, where the magician wants you to look.
Right.
They didn't have, like, sparkly tuxedos on underneath their clothes.
There were no top hats.
Okay.
He couldn't find anybody's.
No wands.
There wasn't a single pigeon in the entire house.
No cocktail waitress serving any drinks.
There was one white dove outside that made people raise an eyebrow, but...
I do like that he was like, look, even though I can do this, I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to insult the ghost. Don't come after me. Like, you're still good. You're still real. I don't know. Yeah. No offense, Mr. Wright.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And also the photo that the magician produces is clearly tampered with. Like, he's written on it. You can tell. Like, there's the photos that they produce are they're pristine.
Right, exactly, like there's like an indent where he did it. Like,
yeah, he like wrote on it or something. Yeah. And that was another theory too, that you can just write on the back of a Polaroid, and then when it develops, it's gonna like, I don't know, bring out weird things. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look anything like this effect, and you can clearly see pin marks on the other side. You know, it's not that.
I actually have a friend whose dad, Andy Todd, he's a Nashville artist. He pulls off the back of Polaroids. And then he'll manipulate the image inside by, like, painting on them or, like, running water over them. Or he'll, like, mix any kind of medium in there. And then they become cool works of art. He sticks, like, little pieces of newspaper in to make dynamic pictures and stuff. They're in my bathroom over there.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
So to offer you now more evidence.
Nice. Okay, more evidence.
Okay. I can't wait. He's also, like... Regardless of what this is, the messages that this ghost gives are profound. Mm-hmm. They're
not remedial at all.
They're not remedial at all. They're advanced, quite so.
He's got a ghost dictionary.
And a thesaurus.
Yeah. He's very helpful. Okay, so they ask him, where do you go when you're not here? Flux.
Oh.
You can read it right there.
Is that a place or is that what he's doing?
I don't know. It's unclear.
Yeah.
He's in flux?
Mm.
Who are you? He answers in Latin, inter alia corpus delicti, translates to, among other things, a murder victim.
Oh.
This one, like, it's just writing.
Corpus?
She said corpus delicti or whatever.
Oh, it looked like a G. I'm sorry.
And then, is it difficult to communicate with us, which might lead to why there's such short, weird answers? Takes a deadlift for him to be able to, like, come through and deliver these messages.
So he was also an Olympic lifter.
Yeah.
He squats.
Yes.
He deadlifts.
Yeah, he's swole, bro.
Because he's answering a lot. That's all I'm saying. And, like, complicated, long sentences. Like, you know, he's...
Yeah. In real life, he said a lot of things like, look out, bro, I'm trying to get some protein powder.
Although, to be honest, it could be a lady that lifts, so...
That's true. There are many...
Mm-hmm. There are many lifting ladies.
Yes.
Hey, you're right. I don't know why I assumed it was a man. Come on, Holly.
The fact that I was the one who had to bring that up.
You're more in touch with your feminine side than I am.
I was raised by a lot of women, so...
Got a lot of moon energy.
I can't imagine there's genders once you're a ghost.
Yeah, true. Will
Good
you...
call, Robin.
Yes.
Will you be reborn...
Will you be what?
Will you be reborn or live as flesh and blood again? Anything is possible.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. He said anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
It's starting to get
through
fucking
Christ.
Annoying.
Is there one that says through Christ? Yeah, just have you heard the good news? And he just keeps on talking. And you're like, stop taking the Polaroids.
Right is, it's pretty annoying.
Right?
His,
just
like,
give us an answer, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Stop being so cryptic.
Yeah.
Stop being so cryptic?
A definitive answer on some of this stuff. Like, you could have given us more clear answers with the same amount of words.
Right?
Yeah, just put up a question mark, you know? Like, pretty much would have given us the same image.
Right. Do you come back? Anything is possible. Okay, so I guess there could be resurrection, there could be an afterlife.
And then he just says, refer to last answer.
Yeah, right. Right's basically a magic eight ball. You shake him, and then he says,
answer uncertain at the moment. Check back later.
Try again.
Fuzzy at this time.
Dicks. All right, let's hear it.
What? Let's hear
what you have. Our theories.
So yeah, my theory is that he's a magician of some sort. You know, he found a way to manipulate these Polaroids, and now he's just, you know, having fun. The end.
Boom.
I mean, maybe you could have started with somebody else, but that's my theory.
I'll jump on the ghost.
You're a ghostwriter now?
Yeah, you know, I'll jump in. As much as I want to be like, oh, maybe these are like aliens with technology that we don't have or whatever, and they're just like having a good time fucking around with humans, but like I don't really see the end game in that, so it really leads me to believe that, like, yeah, you know, I believe in
miracles.
Spirits and
yeah, my man, I don't know.
If they are aliens, then why wouldn't they just say that? Because it would be equally as cool if aliens were communicating with us through fog.
I mean, they didn't necessarily say that he was human. They never asked him, are you a human?
Yeah, or...
Like, he could have been a murdered Bigfoot.
A murdered Bunyip.
Yeah.
That knows, like, Latin and English.
Yeah.
In response to your, like, he's a magician who's just producing it in the moment, there are, people are presenting questions that, like, strangers are presenting questions, and he responds immediately with a very specific response to that question. If they're doing it, if the Johns are faking the photos, manipulating the photos, they'd have to plan that out ahead of time.
Yeah. Exactly, that's what they're doing. They're manipulating the photos.
But then also,
they can manipulate a photo to say anything is possible, and that would literally work with any question.
I guess, but they're giving much more, like, the questions and answers adhere to one another.
Yeah.
It's not just like they're asking, what is your name? And then he says, anything is possible.
He says, and they say, what is your name? And he says, right. He
exactly.
Sure.
It's so a specific thing. And there are people that are not them. They're the outside. The people from sightings are not them. The other people, like friends, come and do it. Like, they do it at a party and a ton of people. It's there's naysayers in there who are doing it. And then they get a specific response.
I feel like there was a business opportunity that they missed. Like, ghost parties? Like, sounds like a great time.
They had tours, like, 3 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, you could get, for 2 nights around Halloween, you could go tour the house.
And do they still write?
Does it include the Polaroids? Like, you pay admission, we give you a Polaroid.
I mean, if this ghost is still writing to people, then obviously it's a fake.
He hasn't, I think he doesn't write anymore.
He's over it.
He said anything is possible and then bounced.
You can only deadlift so many times.
It's a lot of work for him. That's what he's saying. That's why he writes in small words.
Mm-hmm.
Or like writes in like thoughts, you know?
He could just be like a celebrity at this point where it's like, God, I'm not going down there to see those people again.
Mm-hmm.
All they want to do is make me say my name and tell them shit about their lives. I just want to relax. God.
He doesn't answer questions that are clearly, like, self-serving. He only answers, like, broader thought problems. He doesn't, like, they asked him for a lottery ticket once. He doesn't, he's not going to give him a lottery ticket.
Did they ever be like, how can we help you move on? Or do you want to move on? Or
I don't think
he's there. He responds, because they take, like, thousands of these photos. I bought, like, a little collection. I paid $5 for a little collection of them. Like, the digital version of the book. It's very interesting, because, like, there's so many pictures that it's hard to, like, find them all. Like, the internet has, like, some of them, but this is, like, all of them. Or, I mean, like, a big chunk. Yeah, they took, like, thousands. And so you get, like, a story, basically, of what his relationship was with them. And he's telling them at one point that, like, he's there to help guide them, like, help them with their, reach their destiny.
So it was only because of, he was more haunting them, not the house?
He's doing both. There's one of the questions where it's, like, his response is that he's a spirit of man and a place. He's... Mm. Yeah, he answers in Latin, and the definition of that thing is that he's a spirit of both a man and a place, and so he's that place and for them. They're writers, and they, like, keep struggling with their creative, you know, that thing that the creative, you know, creatives have where we're like, oh, should I keep doing this? Like, oh, is this worth it or whatever? Should we keep pursuing what we love, even if it's hard? dreams and destiny merge.
I feel like that's a good message for everybody. Like, go chase that. I'm a huge advocate for chasing the dream in your passion. And if you have a strong urge to do something, you know, that doesn't hurt anybody.
Sure. Yeah.
You follow that dream. Like, if your dream is to be a mass murderer, maybe don't do that. But
don't beat yourself in.
What do you think about dreams and destiny merge?
The Chuckles. Ghost knows best. That's just always the case. The ghost never gives bad advice, right? he says, like, hey, should we go on killing? And he doesn't be like, yes, or anything is possible or something like that. It's never anything bad, right?
No, he's super positive.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Ghost. Yeah, he's the guardian. He's like their guardian spirit.
Casper.
Yeah.
The friendly ghost.
He's a friendly ghost.
Yeah.
Are you a good ghost or a bad ghost?
Yeah, he's not really haunting them. He's more like caretaking them.
What's crazy to me is that if we're saying that this example establishes that, like, ghost exists, then it makes me wonder about that news of the lady who, like, was having relationships with the ghost. And she, like, married him and then, like, divorced him recently, but was, like, having sexual relations with this ghost as well. So, I mean, if powerlifting is writing some messages in smoke, I mean, you gotta be pretty yoked ghost to
to make it in for the old in out.
How do you work out as a ghost? Do they have, like, ghost gyms or something?
Full body yoga.
A lot of you gotta start training now.
Yeah. Train early.
Yeah, because you still want to be able to fuck in the afterlife.
As long as it's consensual, no ghost rape out there.
Ghost rape. We do not get
them. People should ask that ghost, is there ghost rape? And how bad is it? And
he just wouldn't respond to that question.
He would say dreams and destiny merged.
Oh, God, I hope not. Jesus. That's not a friendly ghost anymore.
He's like, no more questions from Rob.
More pictures of ghost riding.
So, but there, you said there were thousands of pictures. Yeah. So there's a bunch of pictures where he's not writing anything. Or he's not in, is he like mid-word? Do they ever catch it real time?
No, like, it's never, what do you mean?
Where it's like anything is, and they're like, wait, we have to let him finish. Take another pull right now. He's probably finished now.
I mean, I'm sure he's doing it as it's developing. You know, he's like manipulating.
Oh, he's manipulating.
Right, like I don't think he's projecting a smoke cloud and then like, all right, guys, take the picture. You know, it's like they take the picture and then he manipulates.
He manipulates the photo.
Yeah.
So
that's how I would interpret it.
I think he's doing it in the moment.
And is there any photos? Because it seems like there's always photos of people. So are there any photos where there's no people, where it's just an empty room?
Yeah, some of the first ones we saw were empty room.
Yeah,
but all these with writing, there's people.
No, some of the ones we saw earlier were of an empty room that had writing.
That's a creepy message. Take the journey.
Oh, yeah.
And then something that he's going to follow.
No, others will follow.
Oh, others will follow. I thought he was going to follow.
Others will follow. And
you'll never get rid of me. He's just going to start a really complicated cult, this ghost.
I'm actually an ascended being, and you too can be ascended if you follow all my sayings.
Remember the great words of the Great Spirit. Dreams and destiny will merge. Remember the remedial lemurs. Everyone care for your lemur pet. It is the destiny of us who follow the great ghost to care for lemurs. Remedial ones.
Yes, your lemur may be a cryptic, murdered soul of a man who gives you only eight ball answers, and no complaints will be taken for any unacceptable answers.
Oh, right. You silly ghost. Is there anything else in particular?
I mean, I will say, like, if you're going to be haunted, it's great that he's not trying to, like, murder you.
Yeah, he's really chill.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a very positive ghost.
Yeah, I like Wright. You know, he might not give us definitive answers, but
in that sense, I don't like him. But everything else, he seems pretty cool.
Yeah, but I feel like you don't get definitive answers from anything.
Well, like, if I die and become a ghost, I will give you definitive answers.
What if you're just not able to? What if you're just not, like, the space
well,
that you're
I'll
in
start
is...
lifting today.
What if you get there and it's, like, Ted Danson, just, like, in The Good Place, and he's like, look, there's just one rule. You can't give any definitive answers to the world of the living.
It spoils the game.
Yeah. Who knows? Who's to say, you know?
I'm just saying, where is that movie of being haunted by someone who's trying to help you?
Casper.
Okay. Yeah,
Casper the Friendly
right.
Ghost. I talked about it earlier. What?
Ghost by
yeah.
your sexy dead husband.
That's true.
Ghost?
That's also true.
Ghost. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. Oh, my love.
Talking about my love.
My darling.
That's my darling over there.
I'm
so
for
hungry.
Your touch.
Give me that finger.
Lonely time.
All by myself.
I'm glad I could facilitate that.
Tell us what you think. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can listen to us anywhere great podcasts are found.
Bye.
Do you believe in ghosts?
For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.